And can you tell us how much a thump was making?
All men. There's no one specific. There's not one specific. I could say I've humped Africans, Arabics, Chinese, white, black, short, tall, medium, fat. I gotta say there's no specific description. You never know who's gonna walk through that door. You never know whose car is gonna pull up. And being that all of the communities is biracial, you never know. You know, it's not that way, it's gated communities and stuff like that. Like I said, we go searching for certain, once you get into this money thing, you go searching for certain kind of clientele. So we'll go from walking the streets to walking Wall Street in Manhattan looking like this and looking for a big fish that'll probably potentially become our sugar daddy.
How much was he making?
The pimp?
Yeah. Six girls?
Like I said, me personally, I used to make no less than $5,000 a night. No ifs, ands, or buts about it. And that's just one girl. I said all his hoes didn't have, they should have retired, but, you know, some girls probably made $1,000 a night, some girls probably made $3,000 a night, some girls probably didn't even make $200 a night. It depends on the night. But when I say a pimp close to making about, depending on how many girls, probably $60,000, $70,000 a night, depending on how many girls.
There's a lot of talk about, you know, some of these big events like Super Bowl games or...
Oh, yeah.
And they say that it's there's a lot more sex trafficking during those times. Is that true?
Yeah.
Or is it happening all the time?
Yeah. Those are the times where the pimp might come out with about 200 grand. Because we're not dealing with regular Joes. We're not dealing with 9-to-5s. Now, they're sending us to look for the basketball players, and they like to splurge at these times of the day, like the tennis?
US Open,
good time to make money. The All-Star Weekend, Super Bowl. Those are times where they send us around where celebrities would be at. And then we'll get into the celebrities. And then the celebrities, they don't pay like regular Johns. They're not trying to pay $500, $600. A celebrity will slap $10,000 on you. So those are big money times, yes.
Is there anything that suggested to you that organized crime, maybe gangs are involved in some of this?
Yeah, they are. Because...
Tell us about that.
Okay, I'll say from my example with my pimp. My pimp also was a blood. So a lot of times when we did get chances to be around, he had about 7 or 8 of his gang members that were like bodyguards. You know, so hell, if I was in... Just say we was working in Connecticut and he sent us in different places in Connecticut. He'll have one or two of his blood homies watching us. So they become like bodyguards for him because he's the one with the money now. So instead of them having to be out there, I guess their way of saying like empowering them and saying, listen, we ain't got to be out here killing. You just watch my bitches. So now they become bodyguards and eyes. So it's just like the sex trafficking with the little kids. There's not just one person. It's a group of people protecting and making sure every step of the way there's somebody there to protect what they're trying to sell. So when it comes to the gangs, my pimp personally, he had his gang members watch us. He used to take our money and pay them to watch us to make sure that we don't leave or nothing happens. But I said half of the time, the pimp was never there or the bodyguards was busy doing what the hell they want to do. By the time you came to protect, that's probably why I really left my pet, because I felt like every time something happens to me, you're never here. I gotta fight this trick off by myself. I gotta fight for my life by myself. By the time you did, the damage is done. What protecting did you do?